Coming to you from Strange Something Studio in Ventura, California, I'm Karen.
I'm Katie.
I'm Anne.
And this is the Strings Unraveled podcast.
Yay. Woo-hoo.
Yay, woo-hoo.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Happy April.
Yeah, it's April actually now. April when we're recording. Woo-hoo. I apologize that this episode is late. We had some technical difficulties this month, but we're here now.
I think we're worth waiting for.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I don't know. You tell us. how are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Long week.
But same.
It's Friday.
Yay.
Well, that doesn't mean anything to me because I work Saturdays, but work so tomorrow is Friday.
Yeah, I'm working tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm working Sunday and then back to something else on Monday.
Yep. But yeah, Friday.
Yep.
Yay.
It marks a change in the rhythm.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
anybody have any fun spring things going on?
Happy I mean, it,
to
yay! Thank you.
Oh, no, we're not singing the whole time.
I saw a meme that was like, "If the weather can't be nice for 2 days in a row, I don't expect to be either."
I love it,
and it's like I would love for it to either give up raining or decide what it wants to do because I really enjoy those sunny days. And then it's like today rains this morning,
and it's
cold and windy. So I don't know.
I'm so contrary. I mean, I'm not crazy about the rain, but I don't mind the cold because then I can wear my sweaters. Like,
yeah,
I have to wear a sweater.
I just
kind of
miss the sunshine.
Well, like, I love the rain, but we go over this every April that I'm not a spring person.
Yeah.
And Katie is a spring baby.
Yeah. We are celebrating Easter this weekend because one of my nephews had, like, food poisoning on actual Easter. So we couldn't have Easter proper. But it doesn't really matter because Easter is all over the calendar anyway. Yeah. So,
isn't this probably like the Orthodox Easter?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. What is it, like the first Sunday after the first full moon of the, I don't know, something crazy.
May 5th is Eastern Orthodox Easter. So okay, there are other people in the world also going to celebrate Easter on this Sunday.
Cool. Then I'm not out of the loop.
No.
Yeah, I love springtime. I love that little extra boost of energy that you get from the sunshine. I'm outside sunning myself like a lizard sometimes. But speaking of energy, I wanted to talk about Magic Mind. You've probably heard us talk about them before, but they are a wonderful company that make these little green juice, like productivity shots. So if you like green juice, you would probably like them. It's full of all kinds of good stuff.
And it's yummy.
It is yummy. I tend to need a little pick-me-up in my afternoon, and Magic Mind is a good way to keep my caffeine boost lasting longer throughout my day, and I don't feel like I need an afternoon cup of coffee, so it works well for me.
It's yummy, and it works great.
Yeah. It's full of, you know, good stuff. Matcha, all those fancy mushrooms, ashwagandha, you know, good stuff that is good for your immune system and for focus. And
lion's head in it.
Yeah, lion's head and cordyceps. So yeah, if you want to try it for yourself, you can go to magicmind.com/stringsunraveled and you can use our coupon code, which is strings20 at checkout to get 20% off, or you can get up to 56% off of a subscription. And I think that is only good for the next 10 days, but you can get 20% off of anything, with our coupon code strings20 and that doesn't expire. Yeah, we recommend that you check it out. So magicmind.com/stringsunraveled and use the coupon code strings20. Anybody want to start with what they're working on?
What are you working on?
What am I working on? I am working on, my Lando cake sweater.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
It is now connected. So Woo-hoo! Both of my sleeves are done.
Oh, that's exciting.
And the body is done. So I'm in the yoke. I have like 8 decrease rounds or something to do before I get to do the color work. So I'm still in the boring part, 500 something stitches, but
yeah.
But wow.
Yeah.
Some of your students were in yesterday and they're on the color work.
Yeah, I know.
And I was I love it when students are like on top of it.
Yeah, some of them started early cuz they knew that they were like going on trips and wanted to get to like the boring body part so they could like take it with them on their trip or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Oh, excuse me.
So one of your students is adding short rows. Have you thought about adding short rows?
I did, but I don't want to.
You did think about it.
I did think about it, but I don't want to do it.
Fair enough.
I really want to get to the fun color work part, and I have more adjustment rows to do because of the size that I'm making. Mm. Some people just had like one. I think I have 8 decrease rows plus plain knit rows in between of like 500 stitches. So instead of working on this, I started a new project.
Okay, tell us about that. I want to hear about your new project.
If you are one of our Patreons, we chatted about this project a little bit in this month's episode because we were perusing Ravelry. I started Jethro.
Oh.
Which is the cardigan with the crocheted granny squares, and then you knit the ribbing and the sleeves.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went into my I went into my stash and I pulled out sock yarn because I don't have a ton of DK yarn in my stash, but I got lots of sock yarn. So I'm doubling fingering weight yarns, so all that's in this bucket.
Gorgeous.
And doing 2 row stripes for each one of my little granny squares with 2 colors. Or 1 row stripes, I should say, with 2 colors. And then for the sleeves and the ribbing and stuff, I bought Wonder from Yarnalia, which is a DK yarn I have not used before from them. And when I bought it, I needed like 5 balls. It was like 400 and something yards. And I was like, oh, okay. But then I looked at it, I'm like, that doesn't seem like enough. Because you use it to join all the granny squares and knit all the ribbings and knit the sleeves.
Yeah, because a sleeve, for me, a sleeve takes about 80 grams of
yarn. Yeah, like you need like 100 grams gain. You have a little leftover.
Yep.
So I was like, well, that's what the pattern says. And I really jumped into this pattern like without thinking. I was like, I want to make it. So I just pulled out yarn. And I was thinking, it seems like a lot of yarn that they call for the granny squares and not enough to make the knitted part. But what I didn't realize is that the yardage for the joining of all the granny squares, which you do with the like a granny square join, you know, also uses the main color if you want. But the yardage for that was included in the granny square yarn. So I needed another 400 yards. And I was like, okay, that seems right.
Yeah.
So I have to place another order. And I emailed them and I was like, can you see if you have the same dye lot, please? So we'll see.
For square joining out, you should be okay.
Yeah, I could make it work if they're not the same dye lot. But it would be nice if they were.
One less thing to worry on.
Yeah. So I have.
Gorgeous.
I wrote it down. I need to make 65 squares. And I believe I have, wait, I wrote it down. I've been keeping track. I have like 24.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And they go really quick. I'm sort of gamifying it, inspired by you doing your dice, right?
Yeah, I want to know.
So I started with 1 color. Like this one is sort of like a white blue speckle and like a dark navy blue. And I used 1 for the inside color and 1 for my outside color. And when I get through it, I swap out so the outside color becomes the inside color of the next square. Oh. And then I roll a dice to see what the secondary color is going to be. So then I, like this one ended with the gray. And then I just did that one, which also ended with gray. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Maybe it was that one.
Oh, here it is. I bet it's this one.
Could be.
Yeah, it's gray in the center and like a rosy lavender, like a dusty lavender.
I chose a bunch of random colors.
This is fun.
Yeah.
And then this one. And then where's the progression? Yeah. So she has that rose.
It's fun to see, not that one.
And then there's a lavender and yellow. And then there's a yellow with a black, white. And this sounds so fun. It's a white background with like black, a neon green, and other hot color speckles.
I think that was a Knit Picks yarn. I can't remember the name of it. But. Yeah, it's been fun.
That's
I don't necessarily believe. I just chose a bunch of colors that were like solid-ish. I don't really think they all like go together, but when you throw enough colors at something, I think it'll be fine.
It's the K-Facet way. If you don't think it goes, add 3 more colors.
Yeah, which is exactly what's going on. So
this is my favorite so far. Which
that's a
might
good one.
Be why like we what were about talking this one, about though? Favorite colors recently. I like this one better. Okay. Oh,
so you guys know that purple.
Yes.
Is purple pop.
Yes.
I dyed that for a different project and I was like, I'm just going to use it.
It actually matches your sweater. Yeah. Well, so this one, we were talking about our favorite colors recently and Karen forgets that we actually love the same color.
We do.
Just maybe from like a lightly, like probably overlapping in a Venn diagram mm-hmm. in a certain spot. Mm-hmm. But I do love fiery tones.
That like really mm-hmm. and the bright orchid purple.
Yeah, I'm wearing purple puff right now, only it's like a
Quieter
version.
It's a little toned down.
It's office pop. That's exactly what I was going to say.
This is perfect too, but I like this one because it's higher contrast. Yeah. So my favorite is the purple pop with a really rich navy that looks almost like Paris.
Yeah,
Paris Nice. Yeah. From what it is. Madeline Tosh. And then Katie tried to tempt me with another purple pop and like stunningly aqua turquoise.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like so saturated.
Almost like a pale robin's egg.
Yeah.
Not as saturated robin's egg, but lightly. Yeah, that's actually my favorite.
Well,
but
they're lovely.
Thank you. So I just finished.
Oh, but I like this one.
Yeah, that's a good. I pulled that one out because I thought you might.
So this is, this matches Karen's project that I'm sure she'll talk about. This is a gorgeous green that also looks like Malabrigo.
The dark green is Madeline Tosh. Oh. I think the color was like malachite or something.
Oh, yeah.
And that light green, I remember, is Pesto from Hedgehog Fibers.
Oh, they're so pretty.
So okay. I just finished this one, which is like grayish blue and that's like this raspberry color. So now I'm starting with the raspberry and I get to roll my dice for my second
Ooh,
color.
Let's roll the dice.
I gotta find my die. There it is.
Okay. Number three is dark blue gray, which is the same color I used on the last one, so I'm going to re-roll it because I get to make the rolls.
You make the rolls, yeah.
Number 20 is Dealer's Choice.
Ooh.
So I get to pick whatever I want. But yeah, it's been a very fun project.
Nice.
The squares take, I don't know, 15 minutes to make one of them, maybe. I cranked out like a dozen yesterday.
This feels like good binge watching. Mm-hmm. Maybe binge watching something that you know already.
Yeah.
Because I have to look down at my crochet mostly.
Yeah. No, it's been great. It's very fun.
But you could just like zone out and enjoy.
I think it's going to be a very fast project because mm-hmm. the bulk of the sweater is crocheted.
Ah, but this is another favorite. I love turquoise and brown together.
I apparently liked it enough to make two of those.
Right. I love turquoise and brown together.
Yeah, I like that one. Mm,
gorgeous.
Yep. So that's my... my fun project. Not that my sweater isn't fun, but this is
well, you're getting to the very fun part.
Yes.
You had your like little cake taster at the beginning when you got to do your corrugated ribbing.
Yeah, I got a little bit of my color in there and now I had to do all that boring part. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten to the point where like if this wasn't a class sample, you'd probably let it sit for a long time.
We wouldn't hear about it for a few months.
Because I got so much of the boring part is almost done. But
so the great thing about classes is besides accountability for you the student, there's I don't want to say accountability, but motivation for you to keep going. There's motivation for the instructor.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yep. And I do really like that sweater, and I'm looking forward to having it done because I think I will wear it, and I'm excited to steek it and all that good stuff.
So
I
just aren't have we to glad there's going to be cold weather for a little bit longer
no.
so you can wear your sweater?
I'm not going to finish it by also, the time it's right. not warm anymore.
She's going to have to wait till... Not October.
We did have an 80.
Late November.
Late November.
Maybe. Late November.
It's Thanksgiving.
Maybe January.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I got a year to finish it.
It is a very good Thanksgiving color palette.
It's a very autumnal color palette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those Lovely. Are the two things I'm working on.
Very nice.
Karen, what are you working on?
Something you. I'm about to rip out.
No, but it's
well,
so
okay. Here's why I have to rip it out. So I'm doing this sweater, and I love this. And let me show you my swatch. Swatching something flat is different than going in the round.
This is true. Absolutely.
So
true.
This is a reversible sweater in crochet. It looks like it. You have one contrasting colors, and in this case, I have. One light color that's like this pale, minty, super pale, like barely there, minty background.
It's the spring green crayon from Crayola. That when you like color with it, you're like, did I color anything?
Exactly. Yeah. But then it's got speckles of blue and speckles of green in various shades. And that goes with, we were gifted at Christmas time with a big box of palette mini skeins. There's like 50 colors. And I got the ones that are blues and greens. And actually, I was toting the box around, and that cardboard box is not meant to be.
Good
it's
to know.
It's not really stable enough for transportation.
Good to
so
know.
So I went to a container store, and I got a small container because I wanted it clear. And what I did is I put all the little mini skeins on the outside so I can see all the colors. And I put my extra of my main color in the center. So I've got this small, it's not too big a box. It's probably, I want to say 15 by 9 by 6 or 7 high. Just a clear container. But I just like it because I like to see all the colors together. Before they were laid out with the blues at the bottom and really pretty paper on top and between the layers. But anyway, so I did this, and what it does is one side has like cross shapes with your contrast as the background color. And then the reverse side of that, your contrast is your background, and your main color in this case is lighter, makes little boxes.
What's the name of the pattern?
It is called Scorpio Raglan. And I like it because there's a hat pattern, there's a scarf pattern. I like this designer, Crochet Highway. She will take a stitch pattern and she'll just play with it for a while. And this sweater has a lot of pages to it, and she did give you a stitch count chart, and for each section, not for each section though, but only for the total overall, which because that includes stitches from both colors, but it's not per row, so I'm way off. But it looks square.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing, is it keeps a square shape, but one side is starting to ruffle a little bit. The contrast, and I think that's the one I got right, because when I did the main color, it was pulling in. Oh. And they're not pulling equally together until I made this increase, and they shaped nicely, but my stitches are way, like, 20 more stitches than I need.
I like the way the increase looks, though.
Yeah, so what happens really is pretty. On the main color, where you're increasing in the center corners of this raglan, you get your contrast color in a line. Your contrast color... So you've got, it's almost, think of it like double knitting, where you've got the two layers of fabric kind of sandwiched together. And what's happening is you've got the shapes crisscrossing once in a while, but in the corners, your increase is over both corners and kind of solidifying it. So it's really nice. It has short row shaping. It took me a little bit to get that on track, and then but once I got that down, and I do have a thing where once you do get into the pattern, she tells you it's a little tricky at first. It's hard to get your mind around. But once you get the first few, then the pattern tells you what it needs to do. It becomes more intuitive, except for the increases at the corners. So I think I just want to, this is what I've done. I've done each section at least 3 times. And at least 2 of those times, one time in each section, was because I was doing it at like 1:30 in the morning, and late night crafting doesn't always turn out well. And it was like where I was tired, and I skipped one stitch and it threw everything off. And I should, so, and a crochet, I can't just drop down and fix it. So, you know, so there's benefits to eat. Crochet is easy to rip out. But on the other hand, with knitting, I could drop down and kind of fix it, do a spot fix, and I can't really do that with crochet.
Well, take a picture of it before you rip it out.
I did. That's what I was doing when you guys were talking. I'm like, I'm going to take a couple pictures of what it looks like before I ripped it out, and then I'll rip it out. Because question is how far to rip it out. I know. But you wouldn't believe it, but like I've got 10 rows, but it's not that many inches because... Row 1 is one color. Row 2 is another color. Mm-hmm. So in that case, it reminds me of like double knitting or brioche, sometimes where you're doing two passes per row.
Yeah.
But
nice.
Well, the crochet is taller though. So, and they're half double. I do like that they're half double crochets. No, they're not half double.
Are they half double crochets?
Some of them have half double crochets, and then you're picking up stitches either in the front or in the back, and then like you're skipping some stitches, and so the ones that are skipped are one color, and each row you have some skip stitches that set up an open space for the contrast or the main color to fill in.
Right. This fabric is like mosaic knitting meets double knitting.
Yeah.
When I say mosaic crochet as double knitting.
But for being double thick, it has these open spaces that I think are going to make it comfortable and not too hot. Yeah. Not like wearing 2 sweaters at once.
It's like interlocking netting is this.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
It's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
But the instructions are clear, but I think some of the verbiage is a little different because it's translated into English. Mm. But she has photos, and they're color-coded, but, you know, part of my brain is I don't need to look at... What did we learn from Anne?
Readings for suckers! I'm glad you know.
And that is why I'm ripping it out. Thank you very much. I should have read it.
I never said I was a good influence, silly.
I mean, I didn't read my pattern. I had to go and buy twice as much yarn as I thought I did, so...
My, every time I say it, my, like, 7-year-old Dante is looking at me like I'm being serious. No, Mom. Reading's really important. Yeah, yes, it is, honey.
It's like my little sticker for my water bottle. Education is important, but coffee is importanter.
Important. Yeah, nope, sorry, 3 syllables. You have to use the superlative.
Anyway. Anything else you're working on?
That's really it. Nice. I've been spring cleaning, you know, just because it's that time of the year when you try to thin things out. And, you know, how come you never have a problem living in your house until you spring clean and all of a sudden nothing seemed dirty or dusty, but partway through you're like, huh, I need to grab my inhaler because right. my mouth is wide open and I'm whistling. Mm-hmm.
Every cleaning session is like that.
I just don't spring clean. There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
It's disturbing the dust.
Is cleaning bad for your health?
Yeah, probably.
Totally.
My daughter was cleaning stuff out from under the couch, and there was like a piece of cloth. I don't know what it was. And we like basically half of the atmosphere in our house is fur particles from the one really shedy dog. And so she...
What was that word?
Shedy.
Okay.
Yeah. Shedy. Shedy dog. The one who sheds a lot.
who shall remain shedless. Shedding.
She is shedding right now. I don't have to be with her to know. I wear a little of her to work every day.
Yep.
It's in my hair. Like one time I thought, because I had an open package of polyfiber fill near where I was tucking my brush, and I thought it was getting on the brush. And then I was thinking about it like a year later, and my brush isn't there anymore, that all that white fiber is from my white dog every time I brush my hair. It looks like I have been brushing a bag of polyfill through my own hair.
Because you don't have that much silver. So
it's all, they're like short, stable fibers too, like maybe an inch long. So she like shook this cloth out, and I'd been just like so happy. And then she shook the cloth out, and I could see in the morning sunlight all the dog hair and dust that was now added to the air. And I was like, had the worst allergy day after that.
Well, what are you working on, Anne?
I am working on the best scrap blanket ever. Our last book club. Mm-hmm. It is a pattern from Pearl Soho called The Incredible Blanket. And it's a 2-row change every 2 rows.
Got it. Yeah. That makes sense.
It's actually, is what it is, and it does what it says.
Exactly. Thank you for making that make sense. Okay, it's a 4-row repeat with color change every 2 rows.
Got it.
They want you to buy their linen quill, which is they have the most adorable little tiny bonbons of linen quill that you can buy as a beautiful color packet. But I do not need to do that.
So, do you want to spend $600?
It wasn't even that much. I think it was like $150.
Oh, okay. That's it. For a blanket.
For a project. Project. Because I don't have like a lot of preciousness to blankets for the most part, because they're going to get thrashed. My dog's going to put her fur on it. And then I'll have to wash it every week. Anyway. These are like things I scrounged up the last day of the stash exchange that are in a color palette going to my son, who likes blue and green, and he wants to be in the military, so I feel like the green and the brown are kind of camouflage-y. Mm-hmm. So I've got 27 balls of random acrylic blend yarns, and the pattern is sort of like a half brioche kind of thing, but it's a knit one below instead of proper brioche. And it makes these like beautiful little spike stitches that almost look like double crochets, but it has the flexibility of knitted fabric.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Not crochet. No, those are knitting needles.
Yeah. And I'm going for 84 inches, and I think I'm very close to. I think I'm very close to 30 inches.
Oh yeah,
we don't need a ruler to verify that.
I would say you're over 30.
And any
inches.
Opinions maybe that a differ
yard?
Can be kept.
Does it look like a yard?
Any differs opinions that differ can be kept to themselves.
Fair enough. I'm sure I'm closer to 27 inches because I know a full repeat of all the balls got me like just short of 10 inches.
Yeah. It looks great, though.
Thank you. Very I'm fun. Really, really happy with it. I thought it might be a birthday present because I started it early March. And
when is birthday?
We call this super birthday. Mm. It's April 14th. We know about, I personally know maybe half a dozen people with this birthday.
Wow.
And there is a chance that my new nephew could be born on super birthday. They awesome. Moved her due date from early April to April 17th. So now I am gunning for super birthday.
Super birthday baby.
Which I would have never wished on her before because I think even wishing one more day of pregnancy on anyone is very rude.
But if you could, just wait a day.
Okay, no. Well, I'm probably going to say this wrong, but Lois's Gary was, his birthday was very close to Maribella's birthday mm-hmm. or due date. And she's like, oh, wouldn't that be neat? But it's like March 23rd or something oh, like yeah. that. And I was like, no,
it
would not be.
Earlier is better. Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, great person born that day, but no.
My mom tried really, really hard to
not
have me on March 31st.
Right.
But I decided to be born at 2:01 a.m. on April 1st.
That's so close to Mirabella. She was almost born on her due date, which was March 20th. Mm. And I went into labor. And she was born on March 21st at 2:11.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Early morning babies.
Yep.
I have people take pictures, and I'm not sure why someone took a picture of the moment my middle child was born.
Ooh.
That was a well cropped.
I don't want to see that.
The most important was the baby and the nurse's watch.
Oh, that's
That shows
neat.
The time.
Aww.
Everything else is not important.
There you go.
Not for public consumption.
That's like the part of Knocked Up that bothers me, that movie, is when you see the baby's head. It's so like badly done. And Kevin and I joke about that all the time.
I don't know if I have.
I don't think I've ever seen that show.
Knocked Up?
I definitely have.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie.
Seth Rogen.
Is it Katherine Heigl?
Yeah.
I feel like I did a long time ago, but
yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah,
it's a pretty old movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's somewhere between Dante and Mirabella when uh-huh. I last watched it. Uh-huh. But there was a, in the room I was laboring with Mirabella, there was a TV on the wall mm-hmm. lined up right with where they lined up the labor and delivery bed.
Uh-huh.
So what happens in TVs that are turned off?
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to see that.
Oh,
yeah.
I never wanted to see that.
No, that's not something you
it
should see.
It was almost
see.
Like an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
To be
You're like,
to
what is
that?
Happening to that person over in that TV over there?
She should not be showing us this.
Yeah, that's not something I need to see.
Out-of-body experience is...
Unless you're making, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year as an OBGYN.
Oh, yeah, no. Then,
or a labor
then sure.
and delivery nurse. Yeah.
Out-of-body experience is when you are having a C-section and they have this curtain... And your head is on this side. It's like one of those magic tricks where your head is out of the box yeah. and you can't see the other side, and you can't feel anything.
You don't want to see the other side.
No, that's what the curtain's for.
You don't want to see.
And all of a sudden, this baby comes out of nowhere, but you didn't feel it.
My sister had three C-sections.
Ooh.
And she was talking to my brother-in-law who was, you know, in the thick of it. And he was like, yeah, do you know what they do?
Yeah.
And she was like, what are you talking about? She's like, no, they take out like all your organs and put them in bowls. And she was like, excuse me, what?
They did not.
They like take things out of the way.
Yeah, they
move
they
things
do.
Out they of the way. They take the baby.
Then they put everything back in its place.
Every person is different, yeah. So maybe they didn't.
I was like, that. I didn't need to know that. I mean, yeah, I'm never going to have a child, but right. like,
but now you're good thinking Lord. About it. Now you're thinking about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, they cut through lots of tissue to get, so I knew that. I knew they cut through a lot of tissue to get to the uterus. But
my husband said, it's just so weird because he's talking to me on one side and it's almost like there's this other thing happening to somebody else that is, you know, on the other side. But they told him, this is your stool. You need to stay on that stool. If you faint and fall over, we're just going to step over you. We are not here for you. Right, so keep it together.
Yeah, we're not worried about you right now.
So I'm working on Dante's blanket. Who knows when it'll be done. I did have this fantasy that is not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Where I finished the sleeves of his sweater I started 2 years ago.
Oh, has he not outgrown it?
No. Okay. No, it's man size. So, okay. And he's still the same man size as he was when I started it. What color did you get?
Yellow.
That is so fun.
That's gonna look really great with that green. Where I finish, it's actually even really only a sleeve and a half, but anyway, it's the most awkward part of the Tom 10 sweater, so I have not felt like it, and he just gets more and more annoying every day. I love him.
But the motivation to get it done is dependent upon the emotions.
Yeah, like if you want that week. It's probably like, have you ever been filling in a form and you have two different fields to fill in, but if you use too many characters in one, you can't fill out the other side of the form?
Uh-huh.
So the more he annoys me in a given day,
yeah,
the less I can find room for the annoyance of that part of the sweater.
That makes total sense.
So
only one thing can hold annoyance space at a time, and if he sucks up all the space and there's nothing
and
left.
And it's not that you don't want to make for him, you just want to make the fun thing, not the
annoying thing I'm interested in right now. The dichotic listening, when you can switch between things you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
So this is dichotic annoyance is not a thing. So, but the idea that I finish that sweater and I wrap it around this blanket and I give him the blanket with the sweater hidden, and he's like, oh, great, not what I asked for. And then he opens it up and it is what he asked for. Because he does ask about it now.
Yeah.
And then I've been doing a knit hat and a crochet hat with each month with as classes, and this month is
Diamant.
I can't remember the designer right now, but it's a mosaic crochet, which is so fun. It's like this is the next level of the magic that happens with mosaic crochet. Karen's sweater is the Scorpio sweater. This is a very cute basic diamond shape, and I have one going in worsted weight woolies in the pink. That is probably called something cute, blush heather, and this gorgeous reddish orange color.
That's a great combo.
Yeah, I like it.
Love that color. That must be a new color because I don't recognize
that. I think
that.
It is.
It's a good one.
And then I have so much yarn for this blanket. I stole, because it's supposed to be a DK weight. So this is a little lighter weight yarn in a medium mossy green,
mm-hmm.
and kind of very ecru. This in an ecru. That's mm-hmm. what I'm going to call this color.
It's a good color combo.
And it's kind of sweet and soft, making this cute diamond hat. The thing I'm stuck on is that I think at this point in my pink and orange one, that maybe two more inches, and I make it a bucket hat. Like, wouldn't this be cute as the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hat part of a bucket hat?
Mm-hmm.
Mirabella will only wear bucket hats, so I keep, like, looking at converting other hat patterns into bucket hats.
Yeah, that's cute.
So those are going along quite swimmingly, because mosaic crochet is very fun.
Yep.
And then I've been bead crocheting.
Ooh.
I was gonna make bracelets to go with my stupid smartwatch that I like but don't like. And
you like but don't like?
Yeah, it does its job.
But it's not cute.
It's not cute.
Got it.
And I could make it cuter, but I'm just not doing that yet.
Okay.
So I went to the store and I started looking at beading I wanted to do, and then I felt like, well, bead crochet is fun and I haven't done it in a long time.
I've never done that.
It's really fun. It's just, have you crocheted with beads before?
I don't think I have. I've knitted with beads, but I don't remember crocheting with beads.
But I did see like an Instagram reel about this just the other day, and it looked fascinating, but I've just never done it.
It's just slip stitch is basically the stitch you're using.
And it's just the method of...
Yeah, you position the bead in the right spot, and then you slip it stitch on one side of the bead, and you make this tube. You can also bead crochet flat. That's not what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
So I did some number six beads in just a like fun mix of colors called agate, and it's
That's very
more pretty mossy green and like an amber color and cream and just very pretty. And then every once in a while it has like a fun pop of like a emerald green or a teal. It's very pretty. And then I made this other one. I started playing with sizes of beads.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
So this one is a size 6, kind of. It makes me think of blown glass, this bead. It's like a chromy rose gold on a transparent bead. And then I have these matte olive green and like a really dark olive. And then a translucent forest or... somewhere between forest and Kelly green. Mm-hmm. And it looks like snakeskin to me.
Yeah. And that's just done with how you arrange the beads in order.
Yeah.
To get that spiral effect.
So the spiraling is what happens when we crochet. This is like a super good example of
where your stitches
how
land.
Your stitches migrate when you're crocheting in the round. Mm-hmm. And then the striping effect is by alternating them in particular position. And then I started playing with something based off of tubular peyote stitch, where you, which is a bead stitching, where you alter the size of the beads and then they interlock and create kind of almost like a double helix look. Mm. So this has a number 10, no, an 11, a 10, a 6, and a size 8 seed bead. And they're all in different turquoises. And
that's very cool.
This one ended up a little shorter. So my idea with these is like, just string them till I'm bored. Put a bead cap on either end and then put chain so it could be adjustable size.
Yeah.
And then while I was doing that, I got thinking like, this is a tube of beading. I could put it around a lot of different things. Put it around a pen. That just occurred to me.
Oh.
But you can get plain hoop earrings at most craft stores in the jewelry section. So now I'm doing it around.
That's awesome.
Hoop earrings.
So you crochet around the earring. Yeah. You don't slip it onto the earring.
Right. I experimented with that because I was just doing this last. I'd been thinking about this for a week or so, and then I finally put it together last night. So I tried both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the tube inside is really pretty small.
Got it.
So when I tried inserting it onto the hoop earring, it was getting stuck in there. It's not like a straight shot down the tube.
That makes sense.
So even though it's a little awkward, it's a lot easier to just stitch around, like to crochet the tube around the earring.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited about this one. It's like a pearlescent aqua.
Yeah, that's a great color.
Or turquoise. That's like khaki is not a real color word, right? It's a range of colors.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And a translucent red on a red thread. And I didn't do even stripes. It's two thick stripes and two thin stripes. And I just love the way this one's turning out.
That's super cool.
So I'm making some hoop earrings. And then I have this pretty yellow and white one that I strung on because number 10 crochet cotton was too thick for the Miyuki size 11 beads, which are like real teeny tiny. I think sometimes they're called delicatas.
Mm-hmm.
So I found some Coates and Clark hand quilting thread that's called Bold Hand Quilting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm making this very teeny tiny, like, creamsicle-y yellow and iridescent cream stripe one.
That's very cool.
It is taking a long time, but it feels really cool.
Yeah. It's probably satisfying.
Yes. It's very fun. This one, because it's the same thing over and over again, but I know I'm going to love it when it's done. I have to just make myself do an inch or something a day.
Yeah.
The hoop earrings are a lot more satisfying. I can test the combinations a lot faster.
How long does it take you to, like, make a pair of earrings, do you think?
This took so long.
Yeah.
This took, in TV show and movie watching, one earring took all of Jennifer Lawrence's movie No Hard Feelings.
That was a pretty fun movie.
I liked it.
I liked it too. Also, that woman has had a child.
Yes.
What?
Was the nudity CGI?
I don't think it was.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I love the whole thing. Have you seen this movie yet, Karen?
No.
I recommend it. Movies.
It's fun.
It's very fun. I watch less movies at home. Like, I tend to stream shows more. Mm-hmm. But Kevin picked this, and it was great. And you will see all of Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. Every square inch.
Yep. Kicking ass. Mm.
It was a very fun movie.
It's very good.
But I learned later that she had a child, and
I did know that.
I didn't know that before.
This was the first, and she had recently.
Yeah, I know,
right? It's because this she's is incredible. The first
great shape.
Yeah, well, she is a very like fit person. Mm-hmm. That's one of my.
Do you think she probably had a trainer throughout the pregnancy 100%. To help keep her?
She's very real, but I never forget that she is probably just as vain as any other actor or actress.
Yeah,
she seems very.
Like quirky and down to earth.
Yeah, yeah, but come on now.
Yeah,
you don't look that cute without trying. But she is also young, and it was her first child. But she looks freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
I wish that there was a movie scene of me right after I had had my first child and was back in fit. Wouldn't have looked as good, but I just wish I had the memory of it on screen.
So it took a movie to do an earring?
No, it took a movie.
Okay.
And then I have another new show.
That doesn't seem like that took that long.
No, it took at least 1 hour episode of another show I'm watching, mm-hmm. which is very good. It's called Domina. It's about Rome after Caesar.
Mm.
It's very, very good.
Interesting.
Yeah. I went to bed an unreasonable hour last night.
I went to bed at a too reasonable hour last night.
I was thinking about that for tonight, though. I'm going to Katie out tonight.
Yeah. I was just texting my cousin who lives in D.C., and she was like, what am I doing on my Friday night? And she was watching, Twilight in bed. And she was like, it feels good to be in bed before 8 o'clock. And I was like, you know what? Sometimes self-care is going to bed at 7:30.
Yeah.
You know?
And
it is fine.
It would shock you to know that sometimes I do just do that
early.
Even going to bed doesn't mean sleeping necessarily. It could be just like laying in your bed, scrolling on your phone, watching a movie.
See, that's my morning. I like to lay in bed a little bit longer. Even if I have to wake myself up early so I can feel like I'm laying in my bed a little bit longer and get up at a regular time. Mm-hmm. It takes a while to wake up my opening
procedures.
Yes.
I go to bed at nice times sometimes. And
I don't believe you.
I know. But it's true.
Our definition of what is a nice time?
Well, I'm using it in Katie. I'm trying to think of like a good like graph, you know?
Yeah. The bar of...
Conversion rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Katie conversion rate for reasonable times. I've gone to bed at 7:30, and I may not have gone to sleep in the same way. We're talking about just using bedtime for decompressing.
Right.
Sometimes I just, like, I look around the living room. They're watching something I'm not interested in, and I'm tired, and I'm not going to be productive.
Yeah.
And I'll go to bed at 8:30.
Yeah.
It's rare. More common recently. This year's been a lot more about rest.
That's good.
Yep. So my blanket, the hats, and bead crochet.
Nice.
Yeah. Fits and spurts. Very cool. That's for me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can jump to what have we finished.
It's you, Katie. It's me. What have you finished?
Hey, I just finished 2 granny squares.
Nice.
what did I finish? I finished a baby quilt, which I didn't bring with me because I forgot it at home this morning. But it is using 3 different fabrics from a Heather Ross collection called Country Mouse. And it's this cute little mouse family, like a little cute little guy with overalls and a little mommy mouse with a little baby in her backpack. So that's like the focus print. And then I used like the color palette for this baby quilt was like teal and orange. So like a sort of plaid-ish kind of print and a teal with orange flowers on it.
Totally cute.
It's very cute. Fabulous
colors. You should get a ball of the koi and make a cute baby hat to go with it.
I should. Yeah, that's a good color for it.
Because it kind of looks like that red and orange.
I use just a really easy like 4-patch pattern, and it's got a couple borders. It was very quick and easy to do. So I finished that. I have a new baby coming in my family, which I don't know exactly when she's due. I was told April, and it is now April.
Super birthday!
So it could be super birthday. I don't know her due date, but I have to get it in the mail because she's in Oregon. So I keep meaning to do that.
Because I've just been adding things for my nephew. Because it started with the baby blanket I finished a few months ago.
And... Yeah. Yeah, I just got to do it. But I also finished a couple other... I have 5 other finished projects.
Ooh, 5!
I bought this book called 100 Micro Amigurumi. So, talking about crocheting with sewing thread, I've been crocheting with mostly pearl cotton. And I made... They're in my bucket. I threw them in here before I left. My first project was this tiny little coffee cup, which is very small.
Oh, look at that little coffee.
He's very small.
That's not enough caffeine for me.
No. I need a cup. I would probably need 100 of those cups of coffee. but that was like my intro because he looked a little easy to do. He was supposed to have a face, but it was so small and I was over it by then. So he doesn't have a little smiley face. But every project in this book has a smiley face. So then I made this little turtle.
Little turtle.
He's very small. He's like maybe the size of like a quarter.
Yeah.
In circumference. And then I have this little mushroom guy, which I didn't mean to make him look so grumpy, but he's kind of a grumpy little guy.
Oh, drink your coffee, mushroom man.
Yeah, it's his cup of coffee. Yeah. I also made a tiny little bunny rabbit for Easter for my niece.
Will she get her bunny?
She already was over at my house, so I just gave it to her, and she loved it very much. Aww. And I made a cute little wizard for my D&D friend who's playing a wizard. I saw him in the book and I was like, well, I have to make this. And then I showed it to James and I was like, what should I do with it? And he was like, you know who you have to give that to. And I was like, oh yeah, you're right. But he was very hard because he's got like hair and all these little, you know, bits and pieces. And he's wearing like a little robe, like a little dress almost. And it goes all the way down to like the floor essentially, but he's got little legs underneath too, like a full body underneath. It's not just like a dress and a head. He's got tiny little legs underneath, but I already gave that to my friend, so I don't have it with me, but I do have a picture of it. I'll post a picture. But yeah, tiny mini amigurumi. I have really been, I think, the monogamy of this knitted sweater, which I'm not really knitting anything else, has led me toward like, what's something really fun I can finish in half an hour or an hour? So granny squares and tiny adorable crocheted amigurumi projects that have no rhyme or reason except that they were fun to make.
Just want to show you how Yuki came with us.
Oh,
my
yeah.
Shedding dog.
Yep, just there's dog hair on
right
that.
Right here on the outside of this black yard that I just opened.
Well, that was nice of her to join us tonight.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could find a cat hair or two on me if I looked. that's the trouble of wearing black. Mm. Also, I came from a fabric store, which is, you don't wear black either, but
here's it on the red, too. That's literally been open.
So it's only one of the dogs that shed?
Yeah. Doug has more like... He does shed, but he has more like hair. Like a poodle or something.
Got it. Yeah. When'd you finish, Karen?
I don't remember if I finished anything. What did I...
That's fair.
Let's think about the things you've shared with us. I bet you finished something.
Even if you didn't, it's a, you know...
Yeah.
Some... I think because I'd been working on the taxes for so much.
Hey, you finished our taxes. Yay!
I finished the taxes.
Yay, Karen.
That is a big job. Cool.
Yeah, it's a huge job.
It's not glamorous. It's nothing that you can take a photo and say, look at my FO.
I can take
and show my folder of.
I can take a picture of my Schedule K if you want.
I could do it. No, don't do that.
No.
Yeah, with all the redacted.
The cover.
All the redacted.
Yeah, the cover letter's fine.
Yeah. I could show the 6-inch stack of papers.
Yeah, that's not that exciting of a picture.
No, it's not.
But we appreciate it.
But it's what I do each year. Okay, I did work on. That's not finished, though. I finished. Okay, I worked on a bag of which the Libra bag, same designer as the Scorpio. She's got this series of what do you call it? Sign, astrological sign patterns. The Libra bag is a crochet bag, and I do like how the bottom has what's called a waistcoat stitch, and it looks like a knitted stitch going out and around. It's got a nice tension to it that's not too dark, not too tight, but also, you know, so you're not, it's lined, it will be lined. So I finished the body of the bag, and I finished one of the straps. I just have to work on two smaller straps, and then I can finish putting it together with the hardware. Nice. I have the drawstring finished. As a project, it's not finished, but it's got, it's one of the few times that I actually chose all the colors that the pattern is.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never do that.
Because it's blues and greens. It's kind of the same palette I'm working on now.
So actually, you can wear them together.
That's true. One's more beach-like. And one of the things I like that she added to the pattern is I like the look of crocheted bags, but I don't like the idea of the strap, crocheted or knitted straps, because they stretch and they stretch and then they never quite. And I don't just use the bags. I load them down because I fill every bit of it. So it gets kind of heavy. And one of the things she has you do is like you're going to use the same stitch on the strap, but on the edging on the that goes around the straps, you will add some fishing line for strength and support. And I really like that because there's a little bit of stretch to that, but it's going to bounce back.
Yeah, that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So
I'm going to roll my dice again.
What'd you get?
What did I get? Acid green, white speckle. Which one was that?
Ooh, that one?
I think that's my pesto. I should change the name. So I got yellow speckle and green speckle going into this one.
Pretty good.
Cool. And? Any finished things?
Yes. I finished three bead crochet necklaces. They do need their findings, but I'm still counting them finished now.
I think that counts.
And then I finished a pair of earrings.
Cute.
So 2.5 earrings. I think I started at like 10 o'clock last night, and then I went to bed at 3:30. So
I didn't know there was a 3:30 in the morning.
Not for you.
No, there is, because that's when my cat has crazy times.
Oh, good time. Maybe it was like 9:30. Because I was fighting with my daughter to go to bed. So, she had to go to bed before we could watch that movie.
Yes.
If we stay up late, our cat gets really angry because we're like, we're encroaching on his time.
That is me.
He does. He comes up and he looks at us and he goes, meow. Like, what are you here?
Go to bed.
I cannot go be myself because you were in my space. Go to bed. He meows and tries to shoo us away because he wants to be able to run and go crazy, but we're cramping his style.
Yeah, geez, guys. And then I finished the March Year of Bulky Hats hat, which is there behind you.
Oh, I saw that. It's very cute. In this
lovely minty green. It's sort of like the January regular year of hats, has kind of bobble diamonds, but the other one had cables, so this was just pure bobble fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it is delicious. Has a broken
rib. Bobbles look great.
Thank you. They're fun. Bobbles are fun.
Cool.
So 3 necklaces, 1 pair of earrings, and the March hat. Not my most productive month, but I'm happy with what's come.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Yep.
Cool. So,
what are we obsessed with?
That's a good question. I should have thought about this before we started recording. So, Anne, why don't you go first?
I am obsessed with a show.
Okay.
Called Girls 5 Eva.
Okay.
Have you guys seen this?
5 Ever?
5 Eva.
Uh-uh.
Eva.
Because 4 is not enough or something like that. It's in my theme song.
Okay.
It stars Sarah Barry Ellis.
I didn't know she acted.
Neither did I.
Oh.
But she's very good.
Okay.
Wait.
Sarah Barry Ellis.
Yeah, the one who wrote Waitress.
Waitress.
Yeah, she's
songstress.
She has also performed that those roles on Broadway.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She sings and...
She met her current husband while Waitress was touring. I looked that up. Also, my favorite thing I learned while Googling the actresses as I watched is that Sarah Bareilles' mom was a funeral home professional.
Oh. Oh, wow.
It's like in the first line of her bio.
Who knew?
Now you all know.
I just think of her as the one that sang that love song. Is that the name of it? Yeah. Yeah.
That is also her. So her, Tracy Ellis Goldsberry, I think is her last name, which you would recognize as Angelica Schuler from the Broadway cast of Hamilton. Busy Phillips and Paula Peel or Paula Pell, who is hilarious. If you guys saw the Wine Country movie.
I don't know who that is. I don't think I watched that.
You don't see her a lot, but okay. She is dynamite. It's okay. Like the Tina Fey group of comedians bring her in every once in a while. So she was in the Wine Country movie.
What's her name? Paula that. What?
Paula Pell, I think. P-E-L-L. And she's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I recognize that person.
The whole thing is hilarious. The premise is... They are a girl group from the late 1990s, early 2000s, who were put together in the way that all these
like the Monkees,
young women or young performing artist groups, like more boy band, where they all met in a seedy hotel room doing auditions and some guys just profiting the heck off of these young people. But inspired by Spice Girls. Cute. And they were one hit wonders, and then they're reuniting in their...
Well, that sounds fun.
Early 40s. And it's so good. Like, I just can't. You guys, why haven't you watched it yet?
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
But my...
Bye, Beva.
My favorite part of it, though, is that Kevin just sits there completely stoic. And I'm like, how? I'm like gasping, laughing. And it's... some of it's very, like, blatant gags. And some of it is just... such witty dialogue, and they sneak these things in, and I have to think about what I heard for just a second, and then I'm wheezing from laughter. It's so good. So good. And it's so much talent. Like, who knew Busy Phillips was a great singer?
I did not know. I love Busy Phillips, but I didn't know she could sing.
She is the best I've ever seen.
Are they all
her.
Singing?
They're all singing.
In real life? Like, they sing their parts?
I mean, I don't know. Obviously, Sarah Bareilles and Tracy Ellis Gold. Barry?
Sure.
I keep messing up her last name.
Renee Elise Goldberry. Yeah,
thank you. Completely.
Tracy Ellis Ross is
that's
a different person.
What happened?
I was going to say Ross, but I was like, it's I don't think that's who that you're talking
Ellis,
about.
It's the Ellis. And then
yeah.
The connection to, anyway, I know they're two different people. Okay, can you look at a picture of Renee Elise Goldberry?
Yeah, I'm looking at one right now.
Okay, I want you to guess her age.
Oh, okay. Oh. I'm not going to look.
Okay. No. Yeah. No cheating on the Google.
Images. Okay. Oh, they're just showing me pictures of Paula Pell. Okay. No, that's not what I want.
I don't know. I would guess she's like 30, maybe?
51.
Wow. Holy guacamole. Yeah.
She is so gorgeous.
I saw a picture of or
gorgeous
a,
skin.
Oh shoot, I'm not gonna remember his name now that I've started talking. Continue what you were saying, but
well, they're all very beautiful and talented. So I'm sure Renee Elise Goldsberry and Sarah Bareilles are definitely singing.
Okay.
I feel like isn't Busy Phillips like a child of a songstress?
Yeah,
I don't
she's
know.
Part of the Wilson Phillips group. I mean, she's her a child
mom.
Of someone.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Oh, Ernie.
No. And Brian Phillips.
No.
Is, no. Brian Wilson is. No.
No. Not her related. Parents are Barbara and Joseph Phillips. She's from Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Nothing like it. We just making
I think
stuff
we just
up.
Connected it because of the last name.
All this time, I thought she was related to one. So
she sings a lot in season 6 of Dawson Creek.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm not sure I made it that far in that show.
I never watched Dawson's Creek.
Oh, I definitely watched Dawson's Creek.
That was like perfect for you. It was
right.
Too old for
yes.
me. I saw a picture of Ernie Hudson, and he is sort of yes, doing so his thing hot. For yes. This new Ghostbusters movie. He's 78 yes. years yes. old.
I know.
Holy yeah. guacamole. This man is it's incredible. Insane. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, look at the muscles on that guy.
He's 78.
He looks like he's 51.
I never would have guessed. No, this is the current. This is his current picture.
Current promos for.
He looks 51.
Right.
I would never have guessed he was 78 years old. Holy guacamole. Yeah.
Because he's very thin.
Yes.
Yeah. Oof.
In fact, he looks so different from when he was in the original Ghostbusters.
Right, because he's not, like, he was not, like, buff in that at all.
No.
No, it's been quite a shock to the public. This is what a healthy, sharp 78-year-old looks
yeah.
like. I mean, he's the same age as my mom, and it does not compare.
Your mom doesn't look like that?
No.
No. Fair enough.
You almost had me wheezing laughing.
I don't know if I talked about, video games last time, but I might have. James and I have been playing Halo 2 again.
Ooh.
We used to play in college with our friends. And I got a free, like, 3 months free or something of, like, Xbox Plus or something. I don't know what it's called. When I bought my Xbox, and with it, I could download, Halo, like, the whole collection for free. And that's I have awesome. Never played a Halo game properly. I've just only played like Slayer, which is run around and shoot your friends. So James and I have been playing together. He's much better than I am. I win like 20% of the time, maybe.
That's much better than I would do.
I try.
Video game taps.
but it's been very fun. It's hard. Like, I can't practice by myself because you need a second player to shoot.
Can you go online?
I'm not sure if I could. I've been playing Halo 2. There's like 5 Halos. So I'm playing the one from like the mid-2000s because that's the one I know.
15 and I've been like,
there might be, right. I don't know. No, but that's what I've been spending my time doing at night. We watch, honorable mention. We play Halo 2 and then we watch Avatar, The Last Airbender, the cartoon.
Yes.
Because I had never.
Watching the live action?
We watched the live action, which we both thought was fine. I had never watched the cartoon. It was like a spot in my like pop culture knowledge. Well,
I say actually, it's perfectly time for you.
No, it actually was.
I was too old for it.
Yeah. I was maybe a little bit too old. Like, I was, I think I was like. Nah. I don't know when it came out, but.
Because my little brother was watching it.
Yeah.
So it's halfway between us.
So we've been. Going back and watching that, James has seen it before. I have never seen it. And it's fantastic. It's so good.
I still have not gotten into it, but all of my children like it and Kevin.
It's and honestly, they watch it all like,
together.
It's great.
One of the children does not like the new live action.
But. Yeah, it's hit or miss for people. I thought it was fine, but I had never watched it. James liked it. He thought it was, you know, it was fine. But the cartoon itself is great.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my two things.
I've definitely been like pulled into certain episodes and just kind of been as engaged.
Yes.
I watched a few.
When I leave here tonight, there's only 3 seasons and we are at the series finale, which is like an hour and a half long episode that I'm very excited about. Aww. So we're going to finish that tonight. But yeah, what about you, Karen?
Right now, I'm going to spend my time lamenting.
Well, she's obsessed with something current.
Very, very, very avant-garde. Okay, so the same thing I was talking about earlier that I was ripping out. I thought I would just rip out 1 or 2 rows.
Is this the Scorpio sweater?
Yeah, I'm down to my foundation.
Hey, but your foundation's still here.
Look yeah. at that. So the reason is.
Your foundation's wrong?
No. Oh. I read the wrong size for how to start.
I
instead of starting on the 20th stitch across the top of the row, I started at the 12th, which is not a problem on the start, but when you turn and go back the other way, I have consistently had issues. So I said, well, she just messed it up in her pattern. So I'm just going to correct it. No, she knew what she was doing. I was wrong.
Oops.
So now I'm obsessed with getting this right and reading everything multiple times in good daylight, well rested with possible caffeine.
Not today, then.
No, today's a good reading day.
Some projects just need a little time out.
Maybe arm with a highlighter or something. It is color-coded,
It's color-coded. I don't know why, but I saw the size before that. The first six sizes, you start on the 12th. And so it's just when you turn and you go the other way. Because it's you do two rounds going in the same direction, one of each color, and then you'll turn and go there. There is a show that I'm really, really enjoying. Is called The Three Body Problem.
I just started it.
It takes a little bit to get a couple of episodes to kind of figure out what's going on and what, you know, when they're going into the video game part is like my favorite part. But
I think I wasn't paying very close attention and I wasn't quite.
Okay. It takes a little bit to figure out what the title means, The Three Body Problem.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell it.
No.
Have you, either of you read the book?
No.
Okay. I had a feeling that you had read it, but I talked to somebody. Maybe it was my brother that had read it.
It's definitely up my alley. And okay. So that's why I paused, as I'm thinking maybe I should read the book.
Yeah. I think I want to read the book. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll pick it as the next book club book.
I could have sworn one of you had picked it. I talked about it.
No, it's your turn next, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so don't save pick it. That.
Okay. Or pick that. I already have a pick and it's not okay. That, so.
Cool. All right, carry on, Carrie.
So I will not read it until I find out if it's going to be a book club book, but it looks like it would be really interesting because knowing that it won't disappoint having seen the show first because, you know, the type of information, just like I really liked, I did like the second Dune. It got to get more. It's like you've really got into the meat of the book when they got to the second movie, because it was pulling a lot more of the story in. But I feel like this would be a really good story because I feel like it would make more sense
as a book
because there's a lot of nuance that they can talk about that doesn't always translate visually.
Right.
Because I'm like, three body problem, I still don't understand what that means until several episodes into the show. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. But I'm not saying what.
Cool. Thank you.
I don't want to spoil it for you because it, as you watch it, it does make sense. Things start to come in and it really grips you.
Nice. I'm obsessed with one more thing.
Okay. Yes.
Watching my husband listen to The Court of Thorns and Roses.
Oh my god, that's probably so
he's
much.
Only on the first, like he finished the first book, okay. Which I asked him, like, were you surprised by anything?
How's he feeling?
Right. He liked it. He said it was good overall.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember what he said was the thing that surprised him. He was not surprised by the ending of how the riddle thing played out.
Gosh. If you haven't read the book, I would recommend skipping because we probably...
I'm trying not to.
We won't spoil, but, you know. Also, we've talked ad nauseum about
these books. Yeah, exactly. So we probably spoiled it for you already. But he's in the second book now.
Mm-hmm. How far into it?
He had... Where I knew he was... The first time Rhys has taken her to the Night Court on their bargain.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that he's gone not any deeper than that yet because I know he's had a busy couple of days and he listens to it when he goes for walks. So,
and every time he comes back, you're like, what part are you at now?
I know.
Did you guys see that thing that I tagged you in about the boyfriend read? Yeah.
Yes. I love that.
How he's scared about like some of these things.
Like, how can I do that? How is that possible? He's so cute. I can't handle how cute that particular Instagram poster is. I can't think of his name, but he's so cute. It's really fun. And he's at the pivotal part where it gets really good.
Yeah.
So I decided I was going to listen again to catch up with him so I could know exactly in depth of where he is. So right now, she's been rescued and taken to the Night Court. And she's just meeting all the friends for the first time.
I have 24 squares done. I just counted.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's a good place for us to wrap it up tonight. Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We will have our book club episode out in a couple next week because we are late this time. Karen, what was the name of our book club book this time around?
I can't remember
off the top of my head.
Yes, it's a short story called The Wishing Pool.
The Wishing Pool.
It's a series of short stories, but they do come together, kind of weave in and out of each other by Tana Reeve Dew.
All right. Well,
join us for that. If you have read the book or want to read the book, we would love to hear your thoughts. Again, thank you to our sponsor, Magic Mind, for sponsoring this episode. And we will talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.